To jump into the thrill of virtual gaming at 1X Games. Don't wait. Visit 1xbet.com.zm.
Don't wait. Visit 1xbet.com.zm.
Use promo code 1xgamesZM and get a bonus to start. 1X Games. Lucky spins, epic wins, endless fun with 1xbet. Play responsibly. Not for persons under the age of 18 years. Terms and conditions apply.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
The Executive Board of the International Monetary Fund, IMF, has completed the Article 4 consultation and fifth review of the Zambia's 38-month extended credit facility ECF arrangement. Zambia's fuel security gets boost with Tazama pipeline upgrade and new development. Tunisians protest against president on anniversary of his power grab. As in international news and in sports news, Chipolo Polo boys have intensified Chan preparations.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day, I am Grace Wanji. The Executive Board of the International Monetary Fund, IMF, has completed the Article 4 consultation and fifth review of Zambia's 38-month extended credit facility arrangement approved on August 31, 2022, and financing assurances review for Zambia. The completion of this review allows for an immediate disbursement of about $184 million, bringing Zambia's total disbursement under the ECF-supported program to about $1.55 billion. The ECF arrangement seeks to entrench macroeconomic stability, restore debt and fiscal sustainability, enhance public governance and foster inclusive growth to improve the livelihood of Zambian people. The board notes that Zambia's public debt is assessed as sustainable, but the country remains at high risk of overall and external debt distress. The authorities have reached agreements in principle with most external commercial creditors, and efforts are ongoing to advance bilateral agreements with official bilateral creditors in line with program parameters and comparability of treatments as defined by the official creditors committee. Although Zambia is at high risk of debt distress because of near-term breaches of the DSA threshold, it is expected to reach a moderate risk of external debt distress over the medium term. The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has disclosed that the continued use of a drug-reducing agent, DRA, at Tazama has improved the daily pump over volume from 2.8 million litres per day to 3.6 million litres per day, enhancing diesel supply security. According to ERB Director General Engineer Elijah Sichone, this development is part of a broader effort to improve fuel security and reduce transportation costs in Zambia. A new multi-purpose fuel pipeline, which is being planned with a feasibility study concluded and technical validation underway. Additionally, Engineer Sichone says the new Lusaka fuel depot in Chilanga is set for completion and commissioning before the end of 2025, increasing government-owned fuel storage depots to 8 and strengthening the country's petroleum reserve capacity. These developments aim to improve fuel distribution efficiency, reduce costs, and enhance Zambia's energy infrastructure.
Furthermore, this open access enhances operational efficiency, cuts down the logistics costs, and fosters a culture of transparency and accountability in fuel procurement and supply. Together, these advancements promise a more robust and reliable fuel market that benefits everyone involved. On the 3rd of February this year, Tazama also began using a drug-reducing agent, DRA in short, to enhance its efficiency in delivering diesel. The use of this drug-reducing agent on the Tazama pipeline has improved the daily pump over volume from an average of 2.8 million liters a day to an average of 3.6 million liters a day.
Livingstone Acting Town Clerk Chileshe Mapemba has commended the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA, for taking a proactive role in strengthening public health care service through their corporate social responsibility. Ms. Mapemba says the local authority remain committed to supporting and investing in local health facilities and welcome more partnerships that help in achieving this shared goal. The acting town clerk disclosed that it, at the handover of medical equipment worth 250,000 kwacha on Linda Clinic donated by NAPSA. Ms. Mapemba says the gesture directly supports the mandate to improve the quality, safety and accessibility of health services across the city. Speaking earlier, NAPSA Director General Muyangwa Muyangwa, in a speech read on his behalf by Head of Corporate Affairs Kefa Sinyangwe, said the donation is part of the corporate social responsibility to committing to uplifting the social welfare of the community and contributing to national development by improving the healthcare delivery. Mr. Muyangwa points out that a health population is not just a social good, but a key economic asset, adding that the donation will improve service delivery, reduce waiting hours, and respond to the growing healthcare needs of the community. And Livingstone District Health Director Malungwe Kalaluka commended NAPSA for their generous donation, as it will change the face of the facility and put confidence to the people despite the dilapidated structure. Mr. Dr. Kalaluka has since urged staff to utilize the equipment for the intended purpose and continue to serve the community diligently. Meanwhile, Kariba Ward Councillor Priska Mumba expressed gratitude for the gesture, adding that the donated equipment will alleviate some of the challenges and the clinic it's facing. Economic analyst Kelvin Chisanga has emphasized the need for the multisectoral approach to sustain Zambia's economic growth stability. According to Mr. Chisanga, the government must implement a comprehensive strategy that includes physical discipline, institutional reforms, private sector participation and structural transformation. Mr. Chisanga notes that maintaining fiscal discipline